Throughout this webinar series, you'll hear from people who have communication disabilities, and you'll hear from family members, support persons, speech-language pathologists, about the types and amounts of communication support that people may need to make and communicate choices, preferences, and decisions in their lives. We will address these in separate, short sessions that you can view and later discuss, and we're hoping that you'll be able to use them at lunch and learn sessions. However, it's important to know that most people use different supports from different areas. And so we highly recommend that you watch all of the different support areas so that you have a full understanding of the scope of supports that people may need. Now, our framework is arranged as follows. We will be looking at communication supports for formal, symbolic, that's another word for language-based communicators, so people who use speech, pictures, symbols, or text-based communication. They are using language-based systems. And we're going to look at the supports they might need in partner interaction strategies, communication support persons and services, the communication aids that they may require, and assistance to make decisions if that's an area of support that they need and want. We're also going to be looking at choice and decision making for informal, non-symbolic or non-language-based communicators. And that's for people who do not speak and who do not represent what they want to say through pictures or text. And therefore, they rely on interpretation of body language, facial expression, vocalizations and behaviors. And finally, we're going to focus on reflecting past will and preferences in substitute decision makers, making for people with acquired disabilities.